Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. We have a spinoff called Bible Roulette. Check it out.
Please,
dude. A lot of stuff going on. Check it out. Share it. Watch it. Help us out. Anywho.
Help
I'm Jason.
I'm John. Yeah. Help us help you, right?
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer, and we will get started.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, as always, thank you for giving us the opportunity to come together and to just give a moment to glorify you, Father. And we just ask that you inhabit our hearts and our minds and our tongues and allow us to glorify you in a way that is appealing and pleasing to others. And we just ask that you help it reach the people that truly need it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
How was your week? Yeah, mine too.
It was good, yet trying. Like something's been prying on me.
Yeah, but nothing you can line up. Like nothing you can specify.
Like something's got like something's grabbing me and like moving me where it wants me to go, and really weird.
Yeah. Is that a bad thing?
No, just it's jacking with my confidence and my got me questioning things that mean a lot to me, you know, just like
yeah.
It's a really odd feeling.
Yeah. What do you do about
it? It's like you know that it's a feeling that's not right. Like you know it's a feeling that you're like, what is happening right now? Like
yeah.
I catch myself reading my Bible and I cut it short. Like I'm like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like I walk away from it and I don't even come back to it.
Yeah.
And then, or like a couple times in prayer, like I just get interrupted and I'm just like, ugh. And then I just walk off. Like, It's just weird. Like it's just been.
Is that what they call a rut?
It's a grave with the ends knocked out.
Well, but that's one of those moments where you're kind of in what we would consider a rut. It is a grave with the ends knocked out of it. It means you can move left, right, you know, forward and backward. You just can't get out. Yeah.
I don't know what you'd call it or what it is. It just is there. It's a heavy presence.
Yeah.
Life's good. Life's great.
Yeah. But there's not something to diagnose, and so there's nothing to treat.
Yeah, it's just really weird. It's just a heavy feeling.
I can vibe with that. I've been in that same kind of mind frame recently. A lot of just like, I don't know, man. I wouldn't call it discouragement, so to speak. It just seems like, I don't know. Again, I don't know that there's a diagnosis either. It just seems like, I don't know, I was telling you earlier, like, I just hadn't had a real good attitude recently, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We had a great conversation last week. It was a lot of fun and, you know, talked about things that I don't normally want to talk about, but maybe that's some of it, you know, stuff like that's weighing on you, thinking about that and all that kind of stuff. And maybe it starts to feel like if some of this is like an exercise in futility, like there's no point to it. You know what I mean? Especially if we consider that the end is nigh. You know what I mean? If the end is near, then what's the point? Why are we doing this? Well, the truth of the matter is like, it's like the idea of, like, if you knew this was your last day on earth, what would you do? You know what I mean? We have a mission to accomplish, whether tomorrow is the day or not. You know what I mean?
I would do nothing. If it was my last time, I would do nothing. I would literally just, I would play it by ear, every single thing. I wouldn't schedule nothing. I wouldn't do anything. I would just float through my last day just once. Just
if you knew that that's what was going to be. This is it. Well, and I told, you know, I talked to you about, or said something about it recently about, to you about, like, how Jesus knew it was his last day and he chose to wash feet. You know what I mean? Which, in that time, was a pretty disturbing undertaking, I could imagine. You know what I mean? Because there was no shoe, there was no foot care. Yeah. There was no pedicures. There was no shoes. There was no socks. You know what I mean? Like, I can only imagine how nasty feet were back then.
Yeah, corns.
Something like that, yeah.
Why does it smell like corn chips in here?
So, but, you know, it just, I don't know, man.
It's free toes.
It's free toes. I think that there is some of that, that, like, it kind of weighs on you a little bit. You start to wonder, like, well, what am I doing all this for? What's the point, right? If now's the time. Well, the point is I think, again, this is just me, I think the point is that it's a kind of a twofold thing. Number one, part of it, the pursuit is for you too. But every person that we could potentially help or bring to Jesus, or maybe help them understand a little something or whatever will motivate them to want to come to the side of Jesus or to come and see and like seek Jesus at any given point, like up till the last second, It's still part of our mission is to make more disciples. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that's part of it.
Do we have any active listeners that started with this on the show? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm sure there's, I know a couple. As far as like, there's not a whole lot of, this is something we've talked about. Like there's not a whole lot of interaction, which is, you know, I think you just take it or leave it.
Yeah, kind of leave it at this point. Just whatever.
Well, the map is pretty wild. There's dots all over the stinking world.
Yeah.
And that can mean a number of things. Like sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean who they were legitimately there in that place.
Well, yeah, because you get VPNs.
Yeah.
And you can say you're anywhere, and it's where it's going to show.
So there's that, right? But it doesn't matter. There's a lot of dots on the map. We've continued to ask for communication, you know, questions to be asked. There's somebody that constantly is commenting and stuff, and I think that I don't really pay too much attention to it, and that's not a good thing, or I don't bring it up a whole lot because it's Dad, right?
Yeah.
But Dad is always an active participant in our conversations. And like, he's constantly like, when he hears something that maybe we question or don't understand, you know, he goes and does research and he'll comment stuff to us. You know what I mean? And I don't bring it up all the time. Maybe I should. But the other thing is like, one of the things I'm finding is that we may be getting a lot more interaction through comments on Spotify and stuff like that. But because we're not using Spotify to do our thing, like we're not, it's not strictly through Spotify, it's through RSS, like our RSS account. I don't have access to those comments. I can't actually look at them. I have to go to the Spotify for Creators to gain access, which we used to have. When we very first started, that's what we were doing strictly was Spotify. And then we decided that it wasn't a good idea to kind of pigeonhole ourselves into one platform. Like we're not known.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Enough to do that, right? So like we want to be in as many places as possible. Now if Spotify wants to come to us and be like, hey, we'll pay you to be exclusive, then by God we'll do it, you know what I mean? I'm sure, or something like that. But the truth of it is like I think that does get a little bit discouraging, but there's definitely people that are listening, and there's definitely people that have listened from the beginning.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Just had that thought.
Yeah. I get it.
And all the things I've been questioning, this has been one that I've questioned too. Mm-hmm. It's like, why the hell are we doing this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I look at our videos and I look at the likes and like the comments and I look at the plays and I'm like, dude, I don't know if I'm just being biased or what, but I'm like, dude, some of these are like really good. We get like 25 freaking likes.
Yeah.
It's kind of heartbreaking. It's like, dude.
Yeah. Well, it's not hitting the right places, right? That's the whole point. Like at some point.
And then I'll scroll like another video and I'll see some dude like doing a stupid dance wearing high heels and a tube top. And he's got like 1.5 million likes. And I'm like, this dude's parading around.
Yeah.
In women's clothing.
Yeah. How's it helping?
What is that doing for society other than manipulating the youth into thinking that this is okay, this is proper?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe that's part of the struggle. Maybe that's why. But you can sure, like, I mean, you see it all the time. Like, I'll get random videos that'll pop up and I look, if it's like a chick, like, moving seductively, I always look at the bottom and see who posted it. Because I'm sure everybody's heard of Justin Danger Nunley. He always does, you know, his wife usually walks up like, what are you looking at? I like to see the end of those.
Yeah.
But if it's something else, I just flip past it. But I want to see what that reaction is.
Yeah.
But that dude will have like 500,000 likes.
Yeah. Some of the stuff too, though, is like, how did they get there? Right. They didn't just start there though. You know what I mean? Like some of them have been on the platform since it started. Right. Some of them have been creating, the content creators on TikTok have been there from the day TikTok started. Right. We've been there barely a year, just so you know.
Like, yeah, but then you scroll through and you go down to some of our older videos, mm-hmm. and they're like, one of them has like 14 or 1700 plays, like a ridiculous amount. And then like, going to like, and it's not even like a good, like a, it's a strictly just a straight up Bible verse. And then you go to like where we're actually interacting and having conversation. And it's like 25 plays. Do you think it's like the, like how it's set up? Like, hey, we want you to pay for,
I think some of that. Yeah, for sure.
Want you to pay for
promotion. Yeah, for sure. I'm sure that's part of it. But
you're never going to go or never going to be famous just strictly organic. Like, not famous. I don't want to use the word famous because famous, you will.
Growth can be organic, but it takes a lot longer.
Yeah.
Right. And so we've talked about that before. But then you think about it truthfully, like anybody who is seeing the stuff, anybody who is who does like it, who thinks it's beneficial. If they will take and share it, or they will repost, or they will at somebody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if another creator that's doing something similar to us were to latch onto it and repost it, you would instantly see a hit. Like, you would instantly see an increase, right? It hasn't happened yet, but that doesn't mean it won't.
Yeah.
You know? I think that this is a struggle. I think it is. The question truthfully becomes, what is it worth it to you? What is it worth to you?
Yeah. Worth a lot.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing.
Financially, but spiritually.
Here's the thing. This wasn't started for that, right? Again, we said from the beginning, if it helped only one, that was enough. Yeah. I can guarantee you there's at least 10 that I know of that have personally mentioned and talked about it being impactful to them. So, you know, you know some of those people. We've talked about it before. But, you know, look, man, it's worth a lot to me too. But this thing doesn't exist without Jason, right? And if it doesn't exist without both of us, it's not the same. If you're not there, it's not the same. If I'm not there, it's not the same. You know what I mean? it's something, but it doesn't, it's not the same.
Yeah. Okay. I want to shift gears from this. I want to talk about a video that I sent you. Not any of them. It's the last one I sent you. It's like the Last Supper.
I don't think I saved it. You're talking about this one?
That one.
Okay. From The Chosen?
Yes.
Okay.
The reason I want to bring that up is because me and you have talked about what that betrayal looks like, and this paints a very vivid image of what happens.
Lord, who is it? Is it Thomas?
Was it Thomas?
You do not have to stay anymore. Judas. He has you now.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He says, who?
Not God. And then whenever he says, or he says, what you're going to do quickly. And I mean, he's looking deep in that man's eyes. Like he's,
yeah, even Judas is like, what?
Yeah. He's not talking to Judas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's the scripturally speaking, it's, I think he says, like that, he basically says that the enemy has entered into him, yeah. And he's basically addressing the enemy at this point. Like, we all know why you're here. Go do what you're going to do.
Right.
Yeah. And basically, you're taking Judas with you.
This is before he actually betrays him, though.
Right. This is at the Last Supper, is what that is.
He knows he's going to betray him, mm-hmm. but it hasn't happened yet.
No, that's the next thing that happens. Well, yeah. For Judas, they do the whole thing at the Garden of Gethsemane where the guys, he asks for them to stand watch with him, right? And he's praying off by himself, and it's at that point where he prays to let this cup pass from my lips. Basically, he's suffering at this point. Yeah. And it's at this point where he starts talking about him sweating blood.
Yeah, he's like, any other way.
Yeah, let it pass me by. Whatever, but at the end of the discussion. Yeah,
but if this is your will, let it be done.
It's your will, not mine.
Yeah.
Right. And then he gets mad at the disciples because they keep falling asleep. Can't you stay watch with me for even an hour?
Yeah.
Right. And then the lad finally he's like, just fine, have your rest. And then here come the guards with Judas, and Judas betrays him with a kiss. Right, they greet each other. They used to greet with a kiss on the cheek,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because they don't know which one's Jesus. That's how he identifies him without saying, that's the man. He goes up and...
Yeah, it's the one I greet with a kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a whole lot there. Like, it's one of the things, like, that I really, truly appreciate about the series, The Chosen, is it just kind of gives life to it. It gives it more... It makes it a little more real. Does that make sense? Like, it just makes...
Brings out the human aspect.
It does. It does. It you can see why it would look that way.
Yeah.
Right? And you can understand why it would look that way. Knowing the character of Jesus, knowing the character of the men, right? Peter, Andrew, James, John, Judas, you know, all of them, like Mark or Matthew, like you can understand that character.
And he's a wormy little freaking turd, though.
Yeah. Well, and it, again, what did we talk about? What was his thing? He was a money guy, right? He was a money guy, and so he was the treasurer for them amongst their little group. He was the one that controlled the money, right? So money got him, and that was his weakness, and that's how they got him. 30 pieces of silver. I don't know what 30 pieces of silver was worth then, but stands to reason it's worth a hell of a lot today.
Yeah.
So it probably was a lot then too.
Depends on what a piece weighs.
Touche.
But 30 back then, you know, one was probably the equivalent of
a house.
A house.
Yeah. I
mean, you know, you probably could have bought your, you probably could have, it's like having your weight in gold.
You're essentially rich. Not, I don't know if that would make them rich.
I don't
know
if you're rich, but you're doing all right. Very well. It's like getting it's like a year's salary almost probably.
It says that the 30 pieces of silver, after that, he takes that 30 pieces back because he's distraught after it happens. And he takes the 30 pieces of silver back, and they're like, no, you can't have it.
Too late now.
And basically sold him a piece of land for that 30 pieces of silver, and that's where he killed himself. And we've talked about that a couple of times. One says he's hung. One said he spilt his guts out on, like, he could have tried to hang himself and he fell. I don't know. I don't know the answers to all that.
Dude, it would suck to be that dude.
It probably isn't fun. I don't know what's going on with him now, but, you know.
I'm just saying, like, temptation is going to be in all of us.
It's a battle for all of us.
And no one knows if they're that type of character because that's a hypothetical situation. None of us are going to have to turn Jesus in.
Yeah.
I wonder, but if someone's dangling $1 billion in front of you, let's say a billion, because, you know, that's a...
Yeah, a million
used
to be
generational wealth, you know. Yeah. They're dangling that in front of you, and like, all you got to do is just tell us where he's going to be at this time. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Like, well, I know he's going to die anyways.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, then you try to figure reasons to justify it. I know he'd want me to be taken care of. I'm one of his disciples or whatever. You know, I'm not saying like that's what he was saying, but that's how I could see how
I can see
people
it,
would get totally screw that up, you know.
Yeah.
At that point, sitting there at the Last Supper, when Jesus looks at him and says, you don't have to be here anymore, and he says he has you now, that should have been enough where he was like, Nike, you know what I mean? Like, I've got to.
Yeah,
this can't be how it ends.
He already had a grasp. It was too late. It was probably too. I mean, it was too late by that point, right? He already had a grasp of it, or a grasp of him. He already had a hold of his heart. It's kind of like we saw with the whole Pharaoh thing earlier. Like, his heart was already given up.
Yeah,
like it's done. Like, there's no turning back at this point. You know,
even though it hasn't been done, you don't think there's no way of changing it.
I think that, yeah, I think it's possible, but I think that you know, okay, let's just think about me and you. You know, when you've made your mind up, it's up. Like, nobody's changing your mind. You know what I mean? People can try to convince you, but what's the likelihood that you're going to go back on what you said, like what you already decided?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So it's not that it couldn't. It's just that it's done. Like, you know what I mean? You've already made the decision. Game over. Like, same thing, like, in my relationship. You know what I mean? I love my wife, and I trust her. I trust her guidance and her counsel, right? But when I've made my mind up, I've made my mind up. She really can't convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as I go to her before I've made my decision, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. At that point, the decision was made. Yeah. He had already made the call.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I think that, too, thinking you talked about temptation, that's a part of our story, right? We're going to be faced with it no matter what. And every time we give in to temptation, it's like we're driving the nails a little deeper, right? And so I think that that's where the conviction for our sins and for our failures comes into play. And so, you know, we've heard Philip Anthony Mitchell talk a few times about, you know, if you can sin and not be bothered by it, you know what I mean? You're in a dangerous place. You know what I mean?
I think what a lot of people fail to realize is that sin is very easy. It's a very broad scope. It's not just one thing. It's not just 10 things. It's not just 20 things. I mean, there's probably a million different ways that you can do this.
Anything that
immediately hits your moral compass and it starts going haywire, that you know it's wrong.
Do you know what an idol is?
Yeah.
Right.
People say it all the time. That dude was my idol growing up. Oh, or God. I looked up to him growing up.
Yeah. You know, and idolatry just is essentially putting something other than God on the throne of your life.
Yeah.
Like, you're putting that above him.
Like, sometimes your spouse, sometimes
other people, things, money, you know, your own self. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things. Like, it can be any number of things. And look, none of these things are bad in and of themselves. It's what place they hold in your life that's the problem.
Yeah.
Right? So, when it gets to that level, whenever you're putting that stuff up there and it's like money one, God two, you're out of balance. Things are wrong. It's going to be wrong.
Yeah.
Right. And now you are worshiping something above God.
Yeah.
That's a sin. And that's more than likely the way we most likely sin more than anything is by putting something, other things before God.
Yeah.
Not that you can't enjoy those things. Not that you can't, like sports, right? We've talked about it before. It's not that you can't enjoy it. Not that you can't be entertained. It's not that you can't love it. But if that's more important than God, something's out of balance. It's unequally yoked.
Well, it's like when it comes to sports and stuff, like it's almost like ritualistic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every Sunday, mm-hmm. watch, you know, NFL today, got to watch all the pregame, game start at noon, got to watch till what, Sunday night football is over about 10-ish, roughly.
Yeah.
Got to watch.
You got game Monday.
And you got Monday, and you got Thursday, you know what I mean?
Yep. And if you're a college football fan, you got Saturday.
Saturdays, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know I'm a college sports fan. Look, man, it's up to my girls. You know, they won the Natty this year. In softball, like, I love the Texas Longhorns. I love sports, but I don't put them above God. And, like, if there's a moment where it's like, okay, you can either do this thing that you feel like God's calling you to do, or you can do this, that's where it kind of gets to be a danger, right? So I'm not going to say I've never made that decision. I'm not going to say that I haven't made that decision recently, right? But I'm certainly finding out that I need to reconsider that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he comes first.
Yeah.
My relationship with him comes first. And if my relationship is in danger, my relationship with him is in danger because I'm choosing other things, then I need to check myself hard.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
Because that's the most important thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, everything can be considered sin.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
Anything.
There's so much, you know, the lustful eye, dude, and
it's hard to avoid that today.
Yeah.
Especially
because it's got a freaking phone. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And look,
it's not just here. It's as you're driving down the street, it's everywhere. It's so common. It's so normalized now that it's on billboards. It's on.
Yeah.
Dude, I have like crazy ads pop up on my work computer. My work computer has never seen anything but the Warren Cat website.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how is this popping?
Yeah.
You know, what the?
Yeah. I mean, and
it's not like bad things. It's like, I don't know what this is. It's some crazy app. It's like Chat Today. And it's like, there's like a chick like dancing, and I'm like what is that, dude? And I get all freaked out. He's like, what is this doing on my computer? Like, why is this on my computer?
Yeah, I'm gonna get fired.
Dude, don't even stop never, that. Never one time. Like, I look up maps, Warren Cat. How is this?
That's a great question, man. It's a great question. I wish I knew the answer to that question. Because it does look okay. So, bumper sticker wisdom is its own entity, right? So it's its own personality. Yeah. So it's got its own Facebook, its own Instagram, it's got its own TikTok, its own Snapchat, its own YouTube, right? All of the stuff that we're doing is out there. Well, so when I am looking at our stuff, I don't watch that phone for TikTok. I don't watch that. You know what I'm saying? I don't go sit there and, of course, but I like a lot of videos. All the stuff that's saved to our profile, right?
Yeah.
What is in there that's dirty?
Nothing.
Nothing. There's occasionally a music stuff because I love music, so I can't help but watch it. There's occasionally food because I love food, yeah. Right? Most all of it is stuff that is interesting to us as in a spiritual way, right, in our relationship with God. Still, just go and start watching TikTok videos. It's overwhelming how much foulness still comes that direction on your the regular
for you.
Yeah. It's just, again, discouraging. But our job is to be a light in the darkness.
Yeah.
Right? We are a city on a hill. Like, we are the light of the world, right? So these places, we need to be there doing something positive. And you know what? The world doesn't necessarily want something positive right now.
HIV positive. He got the herpes gonosyphilitis.
Gonosyphilis. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, that was stupid.
It got me. Last week you got me with the Lorena Bobbitt thing.
Bro. Can you see her like running around like a corn dog without the stick? You know what I mean? Like waving it around, like, I got you down. Like, bro.
So you're like, yeah. Yeah. You like that?
Throws it in a hot dog bun, grills it up, and
do you remember me, myself, and Irene?
Yes.
Well, look who decided to join the party. It wasn't for me.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's all, did you have fun with what? Yes, and he's like shaking it, and she's like, we didn't use it on me. And he's like,
oh, it's so freaking terrible, dude. It's hilarious though. Anyway, you know, that it's just interesting to me that's the reason it's out there is because most of what people are putting out there isn't necessarily got the positive frame, right? And it's not that it's negative, it's just not clean, right?
Okay, but by today's standards, and this is where people really got to watch out, because as a whole, we as people try to morph the word of God into, well, it doesn't necessarily say, we try to justify, well, times have changed. Clothing's a little more seductive. Yeah, but it's still a lustful eye. It's still, you know, like if you see some chick walk by and she's a bona fide five, let's say. Like, she's a five. She's basically a butterface. It's all good butterface. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she's got a banging body. She's wearing skimpy stuff, and she walks by, and you're not paying attention, but you just happen to catch a glimpse, and you're like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the lustful eye. Like, right. That quick, it just...
Well, like, okay, so I go to the gym.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
3 to 5 times a week, right? In the morning. And it's surprising. It's shocking to me how many girls are in there basically wearing Spanx, which are very short, very tight shorts, and a sports bra. I mean, you're essentially wearing a bathing suit to work out in. And, like, look, be comfortable. I get it. I understand. But there are times when you see it and, like, you question the motivation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's something there. You know what I mean? Like, you're not... Go.
Dude, no, I got it. We got to see this video. Have you not seen the video when the dude walks by and he's like, excuse me, ma'am. She's like, I got a boyfriend. And he goes, yeah, me too. And then he's like, your tampon's hanging out.
Oh, my God.
She's shooting the video, dude.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. Dude, you got to see this.
This is what bumper sticker wisdom is for, right?
Here. Dude, it's just funny because he's like, hey, like, he's trying to help her. He's like, ma'am, excuse me.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, these are that was, what the in hell? The hell was that, bro? What the fork?
I know what it was.
And it's awesome. Yeah, that was terrible.
That is what you call.
Okay, hold on.
Disgusting. I'm not going to show you. I'm not going to describe it for you.
No, did I pull that first?
Send it to me. Send it to me. Send it to me.
Okay, that's it. That's it. That's it.
This one?
Yes. Watch.
This. I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's great. Me too. So just to let you know, you have a tampon sticking out of the back.
She said, I have a boyfriend. He goes, yeah, that's great. Me too. He said, yeah, that's great. Me too. I just wanted to let you know your tampon's hanging
that
out.
That is freaking awful, man.
But it's funny how he goes to, he's trying to help her.
Nice. Yeah.
Just to be like, hey, you know, like.
Hey, dude, you might. And I'm sure if she hadn't have approached it that way, he would have been way more subtle.
Yeah, he'd be like, hey.
You need to go check yourself.
Yeah.
Real quick.
But the way that she was like, I have a boyfriend, he goes, oh, yeah, great. Me too.
Yeah. It's the assumption, right? It's the assumption that he was up to something or wanted something from her. Like, dude, I'm not there for that. I don't like when people try to talk to me at the gym. Whether I, like, have recognized them or people that – I'm not friends with a lot of people, you know what I mean? So it's not like we're friends, but they try to come up, like, because they know who I am or whatever, and they try to come and talk to me.
You have a very small circle.
I do. I have a very small circle. But I don't trust a lot of people. I can't give all of me to everybody.
There is a very interesting video. We're not going to play it. I can explain it. The Philip Anthony Mitchell video, mm-hmm. when he says, love everyone, but don't give them access. Like, everyone doesn't get access to you. Your heart is not a freeway for
right.
everybody.
Right.
That's how it, that's what that is. That's the guard your heart. Like,
yeah,
you don't trust these people. That's fine. Don't give them access.
Yeah, I have trust issues for sure. Like, I have a problem with that because I don't. Well, you know, you get evidence proves out, right? Like, you can only go off of your what you know. Look, man, forging a relationship with anybody for me beyond just a casual friendship or a casual acquaintance is very difficult.
First off, take the word forge.
Okay,
when you forge something, it's not. it's not an easy task. It's
sure.
It's heat and beat. Heat and beat. Heat and beat. That's what it is. It really is.
It is.
It is the most torturous temperature you can bring it to. And then you're beating the piss out of it with a freaking iron hammer. Bing, you know what I mean? Like, you shove it back in a forging oven and you get it red hot and then you beat the piss out of it some more. It's not a comfortable thing. So when you say forging a relationship, it's a relationship based off work. It's not a relationship that it's not just somebody you just go up to like, oh, come on, man, you're going to be my new best friend. Let's go. That's not a real relationship. When you forge a relationship, it's been through the test. It's stood the test of time. It's gone. Right. You've gone through the nitty gritty. You've hit the gritty. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you've done all those things. Yeah. You've done all those things. You've brought all the pain and turmoil that you could go through in forging a relationship. Like when I didn't marry my wife, I didn't just grab my wife and be like, you'll do. You know what I mean?
I hope not. She wouldn't have accepted that.
No, but you don't do that.
Yeah, of course.
You date them.
Yeah, it goes through a process.
You go through the molding yourself to be better for them. Typically, they mold themselves not to change for you. That's not what I'm saying. But like, if there's something like social media made my wife very uncomfortable, So when we started really getting serious, I was like, you know what? It makes you very uncomfortable. It's done. It's gone. I don't need it. I need you. I don't need this.
Sure.
So that's part of the forging process. It's the uncomfortable things.
Right.
But it's adapting to it. It's fixing it. It's coming to an agreement. It's not just, it's my way or the highway. Nah, you'll do in a pinch. No one does that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Most of the really true bonds that you have in life, the real friends that you have,
it's gone through it.
There's been some drama. There's been some beef. There's been some anger. There's been some feuds. There's been some coming at each other. Like, no, dude, you're freaking wrong.
Yeah.
But if it works out, if they're your friend, you can tell them like, no, dude, you're wrong. Try again.
Yeah. 100%. Right. And I think that the reason that I haven't forged a lot of relationships though, is the fear. I'm afraid of putting in the work for no return or ultimately losing a relationship, right?
Okay. I get what you're saying. But think about it like this. When you put time and effort into something, let's say at work. Let's use this as a prime example. You're putting all this effort. You're getting paid handsomely. The company's putting a ton of faith in you. You know, they have this idea. You have this idea. You come together like, yeah, we can make this work. This is going to be great. They're putting faith in you. You're working a ton of hours. They're paying you handsomely. They're doing all these things are working out. And a truck runs into a storm or something, has an accident, product doesn't get delivered. You didn't fail. An accident come up, the customer that you guys were trying to deliver that to loses out. Y'all lose out on the money, but all that forging and all that stuff that y'all were going through together wasn't for nothing.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even if it's a relationship that doesn't work out, either one, you're going to learn from it or you're going to gain something. Like if your job was to say, hey, nope, this didn't work out. We lost a truck. You're fired. Even though it's not your fault, you still got something from it. You got paid and you learned something.
Right.
Not to put yourself in that situation again. So no, at no point is it ever a relationship that's, it's just for nothing or it's a waste.
Sure.
There's a learning experience coming from every single thing you do.
Right. Right. Well, and I think as you talk about all that, I think, It takes me to why we're here and the idea of our relationship with Christ, right? And our relationship with God. That relationship comes through struggle and pain and ping and ping and ping and ping and fire and ping and fire and ping. Heat and beat, like you said. It just made me laugh the way you described it. But
have you ever seen like, I don't know if there's a video. There's actually a couple videos floating around. He's like a true blue blacksmith. I mean, like, he's he's forging. It looks like he's making, like, armor. Mm-hmm. And he's putting metal in there, and he brings it back out, and he puts it on an anvil. Wah, 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 wah. Bro, this dude's arm is as big as my head.
Yeah.
But his other arm is as big as my forearm. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
He looks like he's a master in the master of Bation. You know what I mean? Like, this dude is Joey Swole on his right hand and freaking Finding Nemo in his left. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's focusing on too much of one side,
yeah,
right?
But yeah, but that's his job. That's what he does every day, dude. And like, it's crazy. It's crazy to think that we put work into things that intensely in fear of not getting anything in return.
Yeah.
We're learning as we're going.
Right.
Like, 100% we're learning.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
It's not a waste. Nothing we're doing is a waste. It's always the question. It's always the, is it really working? I mean, is it working out?
Is it worth it, though? Because
what's happening right now?
Because I'm not getting what I want to get out of it, or what I expect to get out of it, or it's not doing what I hoped it would do, or I'm not doing quite as good as I thought I would, or maybe I'm not doing it. Yeah. That's just freaking doubt, fear, and unbelief, man. Those are all tools and weapons of the enemy. That's all it is. We know that. You know that, right? I know that. It's the same. All the stuff we're talking about is 100%. Like, we already know the answer. The crazy thing is like, we can't latch on to the answer. We latch on to the doubt and the fear and the unbelief, but we can't latch on to the answer. We already know the answer. Hey, this is something that you can take hold over. You can take power over that, because greater is he that is in me, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ, than he who is in the world. And the world is everything else. The enemy himself is the world, right? The thing that wants to take you away from heaven, the thing that just wants to take you away from God, the thing that is jealous of you and me, all he's trying to do is steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
Right? I know Philip Anthony Mitchell had something to say about the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy thing about false teaching.
That is a good one, but that's not the one that I was – that's not the one that I wanted to – that is one I sent you, but –
Not the one you thought.
It's not the one I thought I sent you.
But you understand. It's like, look, anything can be good and anything can be bad, right?
You want to know what's crazy, though?
Go ahead.
Most of what's really good for you feels bad. And most of what's really bad for you feels good.
Isn't that weird?
That's the sad truth.
What is that?
That is the sad truth.
What is it about that? Why is it like that? Because what's good is hard.
Yeah.
Right? What's good is hard.
It's not easy. Well, what's bad super good, and it's super easy.
I don't have to do anything. I don't have to work to do the bad things. I don't. I don't have to try to do the bad things. It's natural. That's your sinful nature, right? You remember that thing about the slave to sin thing?
Yeah.
That is kind of where I'm going.
Something that I think you can kind of – like, hang your hat on with that conversation is, it's like your walk. It should be so easy because it's so good for you.
Right.
But it's so hard, and you battle so much all the time. Like, I battle it daily. Like, am I doing the right things? Am I enough? And of like, okay, it was the sin, the ultimate price was paid once for all time. Right. And yet still I sit and question my worth. Am I doing enough? Oh, man, I haven't read my Bible today. I really need to get in that. I mean, it's not something I can do that's going to save me. Yeah. And it should be so easy, but it's so hard because it's the one thing it's the best thing for you. Look, there's a whole lot of things that are good for you. Vegetables, meat, dieting, exercise. Those are all things that are like great for you. But Jesus is the greatest of all greats. That's the one thing that you cannot be anything without.
There's nothing tops it.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's the one that we are so quick to be like, ah, man, that's hard. That's hard. Well, you can, if you can diet and you can exercise, you can be a follower. Because those 100%
things take discipline. 100%. Yeah.
But you, the what you're reaping from that diet and exercise is attention and physique and appeal and like, are you getting all these crazy things? What you're getting when you're an avid follower of Christ, you're getting salvation. That's not a tangible thing. It's not something that you can reach out and touch. That's not something that you can see. You know what I mean?
Yet.
But that's the thing about it. Like, that should be, if you can do all these things, if you can be disciplined to do all these other things, you can be disciplined to be a follower, 100%. To be a believer, to be spiritually attached, to be in your prayer life, to be in the book of, in be in the Word of God, to be there for your fellow man, to love and honor each other. And you should, if you can do dieting is the hard, dieting and exercise is two of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life.
Mm-hmm.
They suck. Suck start a Harley. They suck so bad. Like, they suck.
I love
suck.
You, bro. I don't know where you come up with it, but I love you, bro.
He said, suck start a Harley.
Oh, my God. They do suck. Right? And anything that's... Anything that's
good for you is hard to do.
Anything that's good for you is hard to
takes
do.
Takes discipline.
Discipline is the worst, right? We talked about that recently.
If you can be disciplined in that, you can be disciplined in your walk. You can be disciplined in your journey. I'm horribly guilty of that. I'm so disciplined in a lot of things. I make sure, you know, I'm up at a certain time. I make sure that my home duties are done. I make sure my husband duties are done. I make sure my father duties are done. I'll make sure my parents are, their things are taken care of. I'm very disciplined in all these things. And then yet the one thing that is the best in the world for me is the hardest for me to be disciplined at. Yeah. How stupid is that?
I understand that. And I think too, though, a lot of times we fall into the trap of time. I don't have enough time. And this is going to sting because it stings for me to say, too. Look, if it's important to you, make time for it. It's that simple. I don't care what it is.
Time is one of those things that, I'll put it this way. When you're laying there on your deathbed, no one has ever said, I wish I would have worked more.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
To do with your time is very important. 100%. Nobody's going to say, I mean, yes, ultimately the end goal is to provide, to live comfortably, to do all these things. And you need time to do that because time is money. 100%. Got to have it.
Yep.
But to center everything around it, you know, when you're on your deathbed, when you're laying there, you're never going to be like, I wish I would have worked more. Ah, damn that vacation. I wish I would have worked more.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. This is on topic, but off the topic. If today were that day and you were reflecting on yourself and reflecting on life, what are some things that you would wish you had done more or be thankful that you did do?
Things that I wish I would have done more of. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one thing that I feel like I have the personality for. I just don't have the courage to do. Mm-hmm. And that is to be in some kind of ministry at the church. Like I feel like I have the personality for that. Like I'm approachable. I get along with people. I just don't have the courage to do that. I'm not confident enough in where I stand to do that. That's one thing that I know I'm going to wish I would have done. Like, dude, who cares?
Yeah.
Shoot for the moon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Aim for the stars, land on the moon, who cares? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. One of those kind of things. At least you're not here, that kind of situation.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really wish I wouldn't have spent so much time on is dwelling on the things that I did in the past.
Ooh, preach.
You know, the things that don't define me anymore, but I still let them because I'm dragging them around. You know, we talk about digging up your skeletons and I'm playing with them like puppets, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Like that's the thing that is going to haunt me, that I let those things that I've already been forgiven for, that I've already put behind me, but I can't quite shake.
Yeah. I wish, for me, like, and again, I have time. The good news is today you have time to change that narrative, right? But if it were today, if today were that day and I knew tomorrow was not going to come for sure. Like, I just knew that this was my night. I really wish I'd have spent more time being joyful, like I'm super grateful, right? So, like, I don't have a problem being thankful for all that God has done. I might take some of it for granted, for sure. Like, it's real easy to do. But being in a first world, right, it's easy to take things for granted. But I really do wish that I'd spent more time in joy, like having joy.
Can I ask you what joy looks like to you?
A lot lighter. You know, I've walked around with a chip on my shoulder for a long, 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 long time. And so to me, that's just a weight-bearing thing, right? And it's,
you know, joy is not always what it appears to be. Mm-hmm. Some of the happiest people, some of the most joyful people that you will ever meet are people that take their own lives. Mm-hmm. Joy is not what it appears to be on the outside. Joy is something that is in your heart.
Sure.
So if you enjoy doing something, you talk about you enjoy cooking. You enjoy.
I do.
You know what I'm saying? You talk about you enjoy, but you talk about things that you enjoy. You are doing, you are fulfilling joy. Like you are, you do have joy in your life. Mm-hmm. I think what I'm gathering based on how you're explaining it is that your idea of joy is people seeing you happy. You portraying a smile, you doing those things. That's not always joy.
Sure.
That's a facade. That's something that people see. Like I cast that out a lot too.
Outward joy. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm on the inside. I'm not. I mean, I'm drowning inside. So that's not joy either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The joy that you're going to find in life is going to be pure. You want it to be. Like, damn what everybody else looks at and thinks and sees. That's not, at the end of the day, there's only one person that your life is going to matter to. It's going to be Jesus. Are you written in the book of life? That's it.
Yeah, 100%.
All the struggles you have down here are null and void. Like, I would, look, knowing what I know now, and I could go back and start at whenever your earliest memories start, 8, 9 months. Knowing what I know now, if I could go back to that point and start from there, I would live 120 years of misery to ensure where I stood with Christ before I would ever waste 40 years of my life thinking that I had it all figured out, and then spend the last three or four, I don't know how long it's been, three maybe at best, the last 3 years knowing, and then I'm dwelling on all the mistakes I've made, thinking to myself, damn, I wish I would have gone back then.
I wish I would have.
I wish I could start over. Like, dude, the second you give yourself to Christ, the second that you accept him as your Lord and Savior, the second that you understand that he was the Son of God, is the Son of God, always will be the living God, you're saved.
Over. All the rest of that's gone.
Everything else after that, dude, enjoy it. What happened before then is,
it's a cherry on top, man. Yeah, everything after that's toodles, a cherry.
Toodles.
I guess.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but no, I just wanted good. to
No, and I appreciate your perspective, right? Because perspective always means something, right? So it's always about from what angle you're seeing things. I can only see things from the way I see them, right? And so I'm interested to know your opinion.
I know your character, and I know how you are, and I know what you mean when you say you wish you had joy. You wish that you had joy excreting from you, like people could see it. Like,
yeah.
I know that's how you are. I know that's how you feel.
Yeah.
Don't take that joy mm-hmm. and replace it. Don't replace the joy that you truly have with the things that you actually enjoy and replace it with something that you're not comfortable with. Because that's not the John that I know.
Right.
Bro, you're who you are. That's fine. You either love you or you don't love you. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the things that make John happy inside, keep those things. Don't trade that. Don't go swapping. It's like trading a brand new car for a hunk of crap and being $40,000 upside down on a car worth $500.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, that didn't make no sense.
Yeah.
It's like giving up your true joy for something that you think is joy.
Yeah. True. True. I also wish I would have spent more time, I would also like to have spent more time being in community. Like, again, we've talked about this a lot. For me, this is something where I'm very uncomfortable, like the communal thing. And it's one of the things that makes me out to be the worst kind of jackass, because
community means a lot to people and it means a lot to all of us. And it's one of the things that you really should focus on. We are called to love one another.
And I love everybody, dude. I don't spend a lot of time around people.
I guess
because I love people so much and I have such empathy and compassion for people, it's so hard to spend so much time around people. It just is because I get frustrated because they're frustrated. I get sad because I know they're sad. You know what I'm saying? And then there's other times when I'm just like, just quit whining. It's tough. Life is tough for everybody, even in the first world. It's tough.
Is it though?
Okay, understood.
My phone didn't charge last night. My life's going to end. There's a kid in freaking Ethiopia that you can see his rib cage and his belly's bigger than mine because he's so malnutrition.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Dude.
But you see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. we complain about things that really, in the grand scheme, we got it really good. We're doing pretty solid over here. Even the people that aren't living so good as we are doing pretty darn good over here.
If you wake up and you have a breath in your lungs and you are a witness to the greatness and the forgiveness and the blessings that being saved can bring you.
Yeah, what you're talking about.
I whine and cry about things every day. Like, I just want a little more love from my wife. I just want her to hold me. I just want her to love me. I just want her to talk to me. And then I go to bed, and I'm like, I don't even want to talk to you. You know what I mean? But all day long, I'm like, dang, man, I'll miss her. I just want to hang out with her. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel.
You get to an opportunity when you can. And then I get to the opportunity,
and I'm like, go to bed. You know what I mean?
It's like living an oxymoron, right?
The problem is not her. The problem is me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm fiending for, like, when we're not together, that's all I can think about. It's like, oh, I just want to hang out with Bob. Can't wait. And then we get together, and I'm like, dude, you get on my nerves. And I know it's the same for her. I know it's the same for her, because sometimes I'll be like, oh, you're this close. And she's like, to what? And then she's all, you know what I mean? Like, I really need the shirt that says my wife beats me. She beats me.
In board games. I think that just to kind of pull everything back together, man, like, I think what we ended up discussing was, like, we really need to re-examine our focus, right? And so we started the conversation kind of talking about, like, having some doubt about things and where we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it, the discouragement behind it. And listen, if there's anybody listening right now, if there's anybody watching, if you are watching, you should be. It's on YouTube, YouTube exclusively, for our video, full video episodes. nice little plug. if you're listening, we would really appreciate you to reach out to us. We have an email, we have an Instagram, we have Facebook, we have TikTok, we have Snapchat, we have all the things. Bumper Sticker Wisdom has its own life, and we're the ones here trying to field it, and we want to talk to you, and we want you to not only challenge things that we talk about, but have questions or ask for prayer or whatever. We're not going to out anybody, or we're not going to try to make fun of you or do anything like that. We have a little bit of fun, and we talk about silly things that we find funny on videos and stuff like that, but we're not here to hurt anybody. Yeah. We're here to love you. And look, if you want to make fun of my goofy beard or something stupid like that, come on, it's cool. I'm fine with it. Like, it doesn't hurt my feelings. I laugh at myself, too. We laugh at ourselves all the time. Y'all don't listen? Come on. But all the stuff is out there, man. You can reach out to us. I haven't mentioned the email. Oh, I didn't tell you this earlier. I got really excited for about half a second earlier. That phone rang. We've talked about that too. Don't call. Ain't nobody gonna answer. But it rang, and I was like, "Do I answer this call?
Answer it,
or just leave it?
Answer it."
I didn't answer it. We've got all of the different ways that you can communicate with us, and we really would like for you to. I do want to shout out Pops for constantly commenting, and we'll do a better job of discussing the things that he comments. He mentioned some stuff about the history of the Bible from one of our previous episodes recently that was interesting, and I appreciate him taking the time to go and do some research and stuff like that. But other than that, the mission is the mission, and it doesn't change. And I want to make sure that we stay consistent and persistent and recognize that our focus is on the wrong things if we're thinking that, well, maybe this isn't for us, or maybe this is what we should be doing. I think that God has a plan, and I think that as long as we stay on the path, we will reach right there. We will reach where he designed for it to be. It says, we make our plans, but God directs our steps. That's one. Number two, it says, I'm convinced that the purpose that was laid out for you will come to completion, right? Like, it's going to be completed at the day of Christ's return one way or the other. And I just want to bring as many people as we can. And we want to be in relationship with people. And I'm learning how to be in community every single day. I'm certainly better today than I was even 2 years ago, but still not quite there yet.
What do you call a priest that becomes a lawyer?
Oh, no. A judge?
Father-in-law.
Father-in-law.
Terrible. That was good, actually. That was funny. He said, father-in-law.
The father-in-law.
It is. He's a father-in-law. I think it's appropriate to kind of what we were talking about. Robert Holden, until you give up the idea that happiness is somewhere else, it will never be where you are. I'm not talking to John Traylor at all. We're past halfway through our second year now. That's episode 79 today. That is 27 into this year. We're creeping up on that 100 episode mark.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Listen, if you guys are checking us out, please continue to do so. Reach out to us. Help us out. We're not talking financially. We don't need any of that from you guys. We need some input. We need some guidance. This show works best when it works for everybody, and the only way it will work for everybody is if everybody helps us, like pitches in, like give us some pointers, give us some words of advice, help us to be better for you guys. Man, this is not something that we're just doing for ourselves. We're doing it for everybody, and we're doing it for our Lord and Savior. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. For Bumper Sticker Wisdom, I'm Jason.
I'm John.